This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, how cats show affection. If you talk to people who don't like cats or they're not familiar with them, they're probably quick to tell you that cats don't show affection. They may praise the way dogs show affection, but refer to cats as snobby or aloof. I think a big part of the problem is that people are trying to compare dog behavior to cat behavior. Now, it may seem ridiculously obvious to you, but there are so many people out there who still need to be told that cats aren't dogs. One species isn't better than the other, they're just different. So, it makes sense that they would show affection differently as well. Every cat is an individual, so there are many ways your particular cat may display affection, but here are some of the common ways they show their love. Bunting. This is the name for the behavior displayed when a cat seems to literally butt his head up against you. He may come into your lap and bunt his head against your chin, nose, or forehead. Cats have scent glands on their face, and it's a very common social behavior for one cat to bunt the head of another familiar feline buddy. This isn't just a scent exchange behavior, but also an affectionate display. Cheek rubbing. Cats also have scent glands along their cheeks, and they may rub against people, another cat friend, or even an object. The pheromones, and pheromones are scent chemicals, located along the cheek and on the cat's head, are associated with friendliness, affection, and familiarity. Cats facially rub on people or objects when they feel comfortable or familiar. Next up on the list, kneading, also known as the milk tread. This behavior consists of the cat flexing and relaxing his front paws against a soft object. It originated when the cat was a kitten and used the milk treading behavior to stimulate the release of milk from the mother's teat during nursing. Now, many adult cats maintain that kneading behavior when they're on a soft surface or they're feeling very content. Then there's always the classic purring. Purring is complex, though, because it's something cats do when they're happy, content, and relaxed, but they also do it when they're scared, sick, or injured. It has been theorized that purring is something cats do when they're either very content or as a self-soothing mechanism in a tense environment, as well as an attempt to soothe potential attackers. Purring is also believed to have healing qualities, as the frequency of the purr may help the acceleration of bone mending. If your cat is curled up in your lap and you're stroking him as he purrs, oh, there's an excellent chance he's content and he's letting you know by the sound of that beautiful velvety motor. Allo grooming. Cats who have a good relationship may engage in mutual grooming. It's a way they show affection to each other, and it also helps create a communal scent. In an outdoor environment, this is important since scent plays such a huge role in recognition. Grooming is also a stress reliever, and it's a displacement behavior, so allo grooming may help cats keep each other calm. When your cat starts grooming you, I'll bet it's probably his way of showing affection and mixing his scent with yours. Slow eye blinks. This common affectionate display is one way a cat may convey that he's relaxed and comfortable with you. Now, many cat parents also return the favor by doing a slow eye blink back at the cat. So the next time your cat is sitting there and it looks as though he's giving you a slow eye blink, give him an eye blink back. It's the feline version of a kiss. Now let's talk about vulnerable postures. When a cat takes a stretched out position for resting, it shows he's very comfortable with you. When a cat is uncertain, he tends to tuck his limbs under his body and tightly wrap his tail around himself when resting. For a cat to leave his limbs and tail totally exposed means he's feeling very secure near you. If the cat is not in a confrontation, he may also stretch out so much that he's on his back with his tummy exposed. This is the ultimate in trust and relaxation, because he's exposing the most vulnerable body part. But don't confuse this posture with a cat who's exposing his tummy during a battle. In that particular situation, it's a defensive position displayed to warn an opponent. And that warning means, should you continue, I'm going to do battle and I'm going to expose all weapons, meaning teeth and claws. So when interpreting body postures, you always have to take into consideration the immediate environment. Has your cat ever given you one of those upright tail flicks? A cat's tail can tell so much about what he's feeling. A tail that's held high with a little hook on the end usually means your cat is happy and confident. And many cats will also give the tail tip a little flick as a greeting when they see you. How about being in physical contact with you? Your cat may sit on your lap, sit next to you, lay on top of you totally when you're in bed, or he may just lean his back against your arm as you're reading the paper. Just the fact that he wants to be in close physical contact with you, that's quite the compliment. Last but not least, there's vocalization. Cats can carry on all kinds of conversation, and there's really no such thing as a simple meow, but many cats issue a special mew or a little chirp when their cat parents enter the room. So you see, there are so many ways that your cat is showing you affection. Take the time to really observe, and I'll bet you'll find you've missed some of the ways your cat is saying, "I love you." This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.